Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. We are now in Gittin, Daf Pei Dalet Amud Bet, continuing to analyze the first Mishnah of the ninth Perek. And after our lengthy discussion about Chutz and Almanat, the Mishnah stated, Ketzad Yaaseh, that if he wrote a get and said this is Ella Laploni, Chachamim say it's Pasul, what should he do? He has to take it back and give it to her. Man Tana, who is the author of this? Amarchizkiya b'shimra lazor hi. The Tana b'shimra lazor mer adshit lenahin anavi achzori nenu lavi umrla hegitech. If you recall, back on Daf Ayin Chet, when we talked about the circumstance of man giving away his wife a get when she's asleep, for instance, and then she wakes up and discovers it to be a get, he has to say hegitech, according to Rabbi. B'shimra lazor says he has to take it back and give it to her and say harez hegitech. So it sounds like that would be the same opinion here, that it's not good enough to, after having given it to her, then declare it properly or say the proper declaration, but he has to give it to her, take it back and give it to her properly. Ryochan Amar, Filu Temer Rabbi, says, no, even Rabbi would agree here. Why? Dilchon Amar, and he quotes Rav Kahana, who was a student of his who had made Aliyah from Bavel, and he called him Dilchon, your guy. Shani Hacha Hu Ilu Kanaato Li Pasabo Likuna. Because in this case, the woman who was asleep, as an example, the get had absolutely no meaning whatsoever. And therefore, according to Rebbe, you say Higiterech, the two pieces of handing it over and declaring it come together. Here, however, the get did have meaning, even according to Chachamim, even though the get is not valid, she's already Psula Likuna, so it's a valid piece. Saying Hegitech will disassociate the statement from the giving, because the giving was meaningful, therefore he has to go back, take it, and give it back to her properly. Now, Ktavo B'tocho. The Mishnah then said that if he wrote it in the get, then even if he erases, it's no good. Amar of Safra, Ktavo B'tocho Tanan. It says Ktavo B'tocho. So, Pshita, Ktavo B'tocho Tanan. Obviously, that's what it says. So, Ma'udatema Hanimila Achara Torah. Here's what Rav Safra is teaching. I would think that Ktavo B'tocho is only a problem after the Torah, the main gist of the get. His name, her name, the name of the town, the time, and Arat Mutarat L'chol Adam. So, if after the Torah he wrote in Chutz L'ploni, or Elo L'ploni, then it would be invalid. Then it would be invalid and there's no fix for it. Avalifnea Torah, but if it was before the Torah, Afilo Alpenai Pasul, even if it was Balpeh, meaning before the Sofer wrote the Torah, if the husband said, say that it's Ella Laploni, then I would think that even Balpeh, there's no fix for it because it was written with wrong intent. Kamash Malan. Therefore, if Safra says, only Ktavo B'tocho is inherently Pasul. Rav Amar lo shanu el achar toref. Rav disagrees, and he says it's only achar toref that ktavo b'tocho is an issue. Is the only issue. Havel ifnei toref afilo al pen nami pasul. So that which we raised as a havamina, according to Rav Safra, really is Rava's ruling. Now v'oz de Rava l'tamen. Rava's being consistent. Amar lehu Rava lahanhu. Amar le Rava. Amar lahu Rava lahanu dechat v'giti. Rava told the scribes who wrote Gittin in his Beit Din, don't let the Baal say anything. Shut the Baal up until you finish writing the Torah. Because he said any statement that's made before the Torah, any time it's made before the Torah, will invalidate the get. Now, Tana Rabbanan, let's see. Call it tonight in poslin beget iver Rebbe. Chamomim kos posel ape posel b'chtav. Choshenem posel ape ina posel b'chtav. Rebbe says any tonight written into a get is posel. Chachamim said no. Any tanai that if said orally would he posel is posel bichtav, like ours, and if not, not. So therefore they said chutz, she posel al peh, posel bichtav. If you said chutz liploni, which is posel al peh, then if you wrote it in, it's also posel. Almanat, she ain't a posel al peh, ain't a posel bichtav. But if you said almanat, which is not invalidated by al peh, it doesn't invalidate it bichtav either. Now, I'm a Rabbi Zera. There's two ways of approaching this machloket. Rabbi Zera takes the first. Machloket lifnei haTorah. Rabbi and Chachamim say only lifnei haTorah is their dispute. The Rabbi Sarah Gazun Almanat Atu Chutz. He says that even Almanat, which is an acceptable tanai, Alpeh, we have to be Gozer because of Chutz. However, if after the Torah he told him to do that, then divrei hakol kasher, but he will agree it's kasher. But our Mishnah that says ktavo, and we said that, we said in our analyzing our Mishnah, that our Mishnah element chutz, of almanat lo pasul, but almanat is not a problem for anybody. Ibaritema lifnei atoref rabbanan, that might be lifnei atoref, and it's not Rebbe, it's rabbanan. Ibaritema lachar toref divrei kol, it could be that it's lachar toref, and everybody will agree it's not a problem. That's Rav Zera. Rav Amar, he says, machloket, the dispute between Rebbe and rabbanan is lachar toref. The Rebbe sabragazunan atu lifnei atoref. Rebbe says, the real problem is lifnei atoref, because the sofer was writing it, intending it to be a limited get. But if it's lachar toref, it's fine. Rebbe says lachar toref, it's a problem as a gzerah because of lifnei atoref. Rabbanan savri lo gazunan atu lifnei atoref. The Rabbanan say we don't make such a gzerah. Aval lifnei atoref divrei kol pasul. But if it was lifnei atoref, everybody will agree it's pasul. And therefore, our Mishnah, diktani ktavovu kinva chutz, we said Ella was chutz in our Mishnah, which everybody agrees is not a good tanai. Chum says it's not a good tanai. Aval almanat lo pasul. Achar HaTorah for Rabbanan, it has to be Achar HaTorah for Rabbanan, who will say it's valid, because even Rabbanan will agree that anything that's written in Lifnei HaTorah is a problem. Okay. Tani Avua de Rabbi Avin Kameh de Rabbi Zeira. So this Tana taught in front of Rabbi Zeira, and remember just a minute ago what Rabbi Zeira said. Katav get al Tanai, Divrei HaKol Pasul. He taught that if you wrote a get al Tanai, everybody will agree it's Pasul. Divrei HaKol Pasul, how can you say it? Hamiflag Pligi, we have Machlok at Rabbi Rabbanan, how can you say Divrei HaKol? Ela'ema l'divrei kol kasher. Really, what he should have said was divrei kol kasher. Now, v'heichidami, what's that? L'achar atorf. L'achar atorf. And according to Rabbi Zeira, l'achar atorf, everybody agrees is kasher. V'leima reza pasul v'rebi. So what, maybe we should fix the Tana with not such a drastic emendation and say it was pasul, but not l'divrei kol, it was Rebbe. The answer is that the Tana was a memorizer. Remember that the Tanoim, when we say Tana, we're referring to one of two very different groups. One is the great sages of the first three centuries who taught Torah, and the others are those people who memorized Mishnayot and Braitot and didn't necessarily understand what they were saying. So this particular Tana was a memorizer, and the answer is Kasher B'Pasul Michlafle. He could confuse Kasher B'Pasul, which luckily is not a posek. Harezeh B'Divrei HaKol Michlafle, but he wouldn't get confused between something that's a consensus and something that's only one person's opinion. So therefore, if he said L'divrei kol, that part he got right. Kasher pasul, he mixed up. Okay, the next Mishnah. Hareya muteret l'chol adam elo la'aba u'le'avich. If he makes a condition, an exclusion on the get, as we had in the first Mishnah, but this time, the people who are excluded from the get are people she's in any case not allowed to be with, like his father, her father, l'achi u'l'achich, or in any case, a riot, l'ever l'ovid kochavim, l'chom m'shein la'alav kiddushin, or anybody with whom kiddushin would not be chal, then kasher, the gets kasher, because he's excluded nobody who's meaningful in any way. But, ha'er moter l'chol adam, el l'almona l'kohen gadol gushav chutzuk en hedyur, mazer n'tin l'yisrael, bat yisrael mamz l'natin, in other words, chay v'lavin, where kiddushin is our toe-face, in other words, if he, this is according to Chacham, of course, Rabbi Loza would allow it, if he gives her a get and explicitly limits her relationships afterwards to relationships that in any case there is no Kiddushin, and Kiddushan Chal, then the get is kasher, because that limitation is meaningless. But if, on the other hand, he limits, even though he's limiting her from prohibited relationships, but relationships in which kiddushin are chal, like Rusha Lekoin, for instance, he would say, all right, Muter L'chol Adam Chutz Mikoanim. Even though that's true, she's not allowed to marry Kohen, nonetheless, it's an invalid get. Now, Kol HaDeresha, why does the general rule in the Resha, after giving a list of Arayot, what's it there to add? To include also other chavi kritut, achot ishto, etc. Klala de seifa, the one where the get is invalid. Le'atuye shar chavi lavin, to include other chavi lavin, like amoni, moavi, etc. Right? Good. Ba'amin erav Rav Nachman. So he asked him, chutz mi kiddushe cotton mahu. What if he says, hariyat muter l'chol adam, chutz mi kiddushim to a particular cotton? Who right now is somebody who can't give kiddushin, and therefore, based on the first part of the Mishnah, it's not an issue because ein la'lav kiddushin, but he will become a bar kiddushin. So we have a Mishnah that says that a ktana can get gerushin for kiddushin that her father accepted for her. Amai, we need kiddushin and gerushin to be parallel. The answer is she's going to come of age. she's going to come of age, so therefore it's valid. Therefore, if he said, chutz mikatan ploni, that's an invalid get, because he's blocked out somebody who is a bar kiddushin, at least in potential. All right, chutz min hanoladim, mahu. What if he says, except for people who are yet to be born. Hashemi aloit yali, they're not around right now. Odilma atidim yali, but they're going to be born. After all, a Mishnah says that if he excludes an Eved or a Goy, then that's not a meaningful exclusion. But they could also convert or be freed. So harach lavli guri kaim, but they're not, their natural cycle of life is not going to be involved giur. Hani the tulu kaimi, but people who are going to be born, that's what's going to happen to them, they're going to be born. Now, chutzin ba'al achota, what if he excludes her sister's husband, who right now is asur to her, but if her sister dies, he's mutter to her. Hashtami alochazile, odilma zinin demat meta achota vachazile, her sister could die. So, Malay tinitor, Rachman answered and said, Evad alav kocham, same thing. Evad alav kocham nami avidi demigairi, they could also convert, so she might also die. The answer is, gerit lo shchicha, mita shchicha, that death is something that very likely could happen. So, therefore, that may be a meaningful enough exclusion that the get would be invalid. Eved lo kochavim, it's not likely they're going to convert or be freed, and therefore it's not a meaningful exclusion. Chutz miznutech. What if he says, Harvin tov adam, chutz miznutech, not allowed znut. Benisuin haloshiyar, after all, he allowed every marriage. Odil mashir babia, but he did limit her biot. So I'm late to ala balavich. After all, the first statement in the Mishnah is father, kin. There is no such thing as marriage with kin. That's not considered a shir because that's a chiyuv kritut. Halacher shir. So it seems that that would be a meaningful exclusion that would invalidate the get. No, Dilma b'nisuin, maybe even Abba Vavich is referring to nisuin. To Avarvin, see, they got married and lived in some bizarre relationship. Now, chutz mishalo kedarka mahu, what if he limited her from bia shalo kedarka? Bekedarka alo shi'er, he allowed her normal bia. To Dilma mishkeve isha k'tiv. In the pasuk about homosexuality, the Torah calls it mishkeve isha, and we therefore use it to juxtapose both forms of mishav bia, bia shalo kedarka and bia kedarka. It's a sugi, of course, in Yivamot. So therefore, they're the same. Again, we don't answer the question. Chutz mehafarat nedareich mahu. What if he says, haret mutel al-chadam, except for hafarat nedareim? Anybody you marry doesn't have hafarat nedareim with you. Nisuin haloshir, he didn't affect marriage. Odilma, ishai yikimenu, ishai firenuktiv. It's part of the definition of marriage, that the husband has the right to make him or may fear a neder. We don't know. Chutz vitruatech mahu. If she marries a kohen, then she can't eat truma. Nisuin haloshir, Odilma kinyan kaspoktiv, it's part of the definition of the relationship. Achutz miyushateich mahu, that her Yerusha won't go to her new husband. V'nisuin aloshir, odilma l'sheiro v'rasha taktiv, again, maybe it's part of the definition of a marital relationship that she has Yerusha. Chutz mikudisheich bishtar, kudisheich bishtar, perhaps, what if he says, harem utel adam, chutz mikudisheich bishtar, which means you could do anything you want, but you can't accept kiddushin bishtar, some bizarre notion. That doesn't block anybody out. She could marry anybody, but just because of Mabia. Maybe all forms of Kiddushin are compared to each other, and you can't block any form out. The answer to all of these is really Teiku. We do not have an answer. All right, the next Mishnah. Gufo shall get Hare At Muteret L'chol Adam. All right, which is, that's the basic statement. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda added the following, Don diyahavi lechi minoi, this is Aramaic, and he says, this is from me to you, or to you from me, Sefer Teruchin, a book of excision, v'geret shvukin, and a letter of sending away, v'get piturin, and a get of dismissal, as it were. L'mahach, l'mahnitnaspa, l'chol gvar didiatzvan, to go and marry anybody you want. Alright, so he has that in there. Gufo shall get shichur. What's the gist of a get shichur, of freeing an eved? Hare at bat chorin, hare at latzmech. You're free or you're independent. Okay. Now, pshita amar la leishtor at bat chorin. If you said to your wife, hare at bat chorin, lo amar velo klum, that's meaningless. That's a phrasing for an eved. Amar la shivchato hare at muter at lochol adam. If you told your shivcha, you're mutter to everybody. Lomar v'loklum, because that's a phrase of marriage. But amar la li'isha, re'at latzmech mahu. What if you said to your wife, you're independent? which is a phrase we saw in the Mishnah about Shifcha. Legamrei kamarla, does that mean you're totally on your own? Olam locha kamarla, maybe he just meant about wages, because that's it's taken from the financial relationship of a Shifcha. Let's see if we can prove it. That's a get shichur. Uma avda the kani le gufe, an eved that you actually own their body. When you say you're independent, kani gufe, they acquire themselves. Isha to lo kani gufa, a woman who you don't own her body. Lo kol shekin, certainly she's free. So it should work. Ravina Ravashi, amrla avdo in the esek bachmahu. What if you tell your eved a different phrase that's not in the Mishnah? I have nothing more to do with you. Does that indicate freedom? We have it, Tanya Mocher Avdol Avdi Kochav. We have this in the fourth parak. If you sell your Avid Kanani to a non-Jew, Yatzal Cherut, Tzarich Get Shichur Mabur Rishon. He goes free, and you need to write a Get Shichur that you freed him. That's if you didn't write Ono. Avak Katav Alav Ono, but if you wrote that document, Zeo Shichur, and my Ono. What's an Ono? If you wrote a document that says, once you run away from the second guy, I have nothing more to do with you. So we see that in the Esek Bach is a valid statement of freeing a slave. Okay. Rabbi Huda Omer, Vidon de Havilechim, you know, I say for Tiruchin, etc. What's the machlok between Chacham and Rabbi Huda? Rabbanan Savi Yadayim Shein Mochichot Havin Yadayim. There's a sugi we had in Darm, and we'll have it at the beginning of Kiddushin again. Yadayim Shein Mochichot means an abbreviated phrase that's not inherently obvious what it's referring to. So when he says, well, we'll see it here. V'afagav d'lo katav l'avidein v'don. So Chachamim say that an abbreviated phrase in which contextually it's clear what's happening, but content-wise we don't know what it means. Muchamilted b'hai gita kamagarishla. He gives her the get, and he says, it's clear from context that the get is the thing that's freeing her. They say that an abbreviated phrase without content directing you to its meaning is invalid. But time of chatav lavadan, it's only because you said this get is freeing you, the muchamelta the bahai gita kamagarishla. Then it makes it clear that the get is the thing that's freeing her. Havalokat of lavadan, if you didn't write that, amri b'diburagasha, maybe people think you divorced her with words. Ushtar raib alman, when the shtar is there just as proof that she's divorced, but it's not the megarish. So if Yehuda says, you have to point to the get as being the vehicle for gerushin. Amar Abaye, haman dechat of gita, when a person writes a get, and now we're going to get into some of the lashon of the get. Lo lichtov v'dein, demashma v'dein, ela v'don. You should not write in this lashon of Rabbi Yehuda, v'dein, which means, it makes it sound like vidin, meaning I'm obligated by law, because we have no nekudot. You could read it as vidin. Rather, vidon, meaning this is. That's the good. And now, v'lo lichtov igeret, right? Don't write igeret or the yod, that is mashma, igra, which is a roof. Ela igeret, without a yod, the way it's written in parts of Tanakh, in Megillat Esther, for instance, and therefore we know that it means a letter. Lichtov limahach, the mashma limihach, don't say to go and marry with limahach with a yod, which mashma, they say, it means to go from me, to you, but rather, v'loichtov limchach, the mashma likichucha, and also make sure that the hey is very clear there, because otherwise it sounds like mchuch, mchach, which is laughter as opposed to meaning to go and marry somebody else. Yudin. In each one of those you have three yods at the end of the word, like it says in Agamor. Demashma tehavyan v'titziavyan. You can go and be, and you can go whoever you want to marry. V'lurche levav de teruchin. Make sure that the word teruchin has a very clear vav, a long vav. Well, the vav de shivukin, again, the vav of shivukin should be long. Tamashma trichin ushvikin. As opposed to, if you were short, it might look like it is a yod. That otherwise, that it sounds like this is a book of divorced women, but not the verb of divorcing, of creating. Later on in the text, It says, v'chadu patri titechi. Look at Rashi, that last vav of v'chadu, it shouldn't look like a yod. All right? Because then, otherwise, it looks like kadi, like, which means for no reason. Right? Kadi said it for no reason whatsoever. Nasba, the mashma lo yit nasba. Don't write le yit nasba to marry with an aleph and a yod. Ella lehit nasba, because otherwise, if you separate the aleph from the yod, it says you can't marry. That's the exact opposite. Now, ibay aluhu, bainan vidon, alo bainan vidon. What's the psak? Do we rule like Rabbi Yehuda or not? Toshma da atkin rava begiti. Rava made the ruling that his sofrim should write the following. Ich plonya bar plonya pata v'torach yad plonita intertei dehave intertei min kadna denan miyoma denan liolam. He says, I, Plony, the son of Plony, divorce and separate Plonit, my, who was his wife, from kach years, and from now and forever. V'ilu v'don lo kamar. It doesn't say v'don in there. So you see, you don't, Paskan Kav Yehuda. But v'litamech kulu mikamar. But wait a second. We didn't report the whole nosach of the get. That's a very small piece of it. Alabainan, the answer is we need Vidan. Achanam Bainan, we need other things too. We need the Vidan. Now, Miyoma Danan, why in the text that it said from this day on, as in Rava's text, Lafukim Rabbi Yossi, as opposed to Rabbi Yossi, Damar Zmano Shashtar Mochiach Lav. Remember Rabbi Yossi Shita that said that the Zman of the Shtar is Mochiach? No. We paskin that the get only is only valid from the time it was handed over to her, not the date on the get. Therefore, it says Miyoma Danan. Ula Olam, forever. What's that about? Lafukim Midaba Minei Rav Rav Nachman. If you recall, Rav Rav asked Rav Nachman, Mahayomi Yatishti, Lamachar Tishti. What if he says you're divorced tomorrow and today and tomorrow not anymore? The answer is no. Divorce happens now. The Olam came into Pascha, Pascha. Okay. Then we said, Gufo shall get Shichra, Hare Bat Chorin, Hare At Le'atzmech. The Nusach of a get Shichra is that you are a free woman, you're independent. Adkin Rav Yehuda B'Shtar Zvinin Da'avdi. Rav Yehuda made a takana that in the Nusach of a Shtar of selling a slave, it says, Avda Danan Mutztak La'avdo. This man is appropriate to be enslaved. He is free of all sorts of claims. The king has no claims on him. Nobody else has claims on him. Nobody has any liens on him. So basically saying he's got a clean bill of health. Parenthetically, how would you heal him if he did have shchin? By a ginbara umartacha v'chavrita. You take some ginger in bara and some pieces of like dross of silver and some lime. V'chala dechamra umashcha dezeta v'natvik chivra v'shayfile begad for the avza. And you use a feather of a feather of a goose to rub this entire mixture on him, and that'll solve the shechin. That, of course, has nothing to do with this. It's just parenthetically mentioned because the slave is presented as someone who is clean of shechin. Okay, Mirza Hashem, we will pick up at the next Mishnah, on the next podcast, the famous Mishnah of Shlosha Gitin Sulin. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.